ओम शांति। टुडे इज 30th January 2018 ट्यूसडे, द मैजिक ऑफ ब्लेसिंग्स। टुडेज ब्लेसिंग इज मे यू बिकम एन एम्बॉडीमेंट ऑफ टोटल सक्सेस सिद्धि स्वरूप एंड बिकम एन ईजी योगी सहज योगी बाय हैविंग अ क्लोज रिलेशनशिप समीप संबंध एंड एक्सपीरियंसिंग ऑल अटेनमेंट प्राप्ति। The children who constantly stay in close relationship and experience all the attainments experience easy yoga. They always experience themselves belonging to the Father. They do not consciously have to be reminded, you are soul, you are child of the Father, for they always experience themselves to be embodiment of attainments and have that intoxication. They constantly have elevated zeal and enthusiasm and remain stable in their happiness. They constantly have a powerful stage, and that is why they become embodiment of total success. So Baba is saying that those who are having a very close, very intimate relationship with Father, they experience all attainments very easily. They don't have to remind themselves that I am a soul, I am a child of Supreme Soul, but that double refined petrol is already filled. They don't have to take their vehicle to their plane of intellect, to some petrol pump, and then fill this double refined petrol. But it is always filled, that I am soul, that I am child of Supreme Soul, and having all the relationship with one Father. When you have this awareness, when you stay in this awareness, you experience everything. You experience being a easy yogi. You experience having all relationship with one. You experience, and you have this experience of belonging to one Father, without any effort. Because they become embodiment, they have this intoxication. And also because of the same experience, they have elevated zeal and enthusiasm. They remain stable in happiness. And also because of this powerful stage, they become an embodiment of success. So the basis of everything to experience being a easy yogi, to experience all attainments, to experience success, to experience happiness, to experience zeal and enthusiasm, all the five things. How do you experience? Once you start having a very close, very proximate, very intimate relationship with one Father. He is your heart of heart. He is your soul of souls. He is the one in whom is everything. And nothing exists besides Him, beyond Him, without Him. He is your all and all. He is your be all and end all. Sarve sarva. Nothing is, nothing can be without Him. So, just as a ship, fish is there. A ship is staying in that ocean. If the ship is asked, what is ocean? Probably ship may not able to tell. Probably she may not be able to explain, because how she will explain? Because everything, what she is seeing, above, below, right, left, center, everywhere is surrounded, she is surrounded by water. But she knows that, I cannot exist without this water. Whatever is water. And without water, there is nothing. In the similar manner, when you say that, Father is my world, means you are just like that fish. The moment you are out of the water, you will be just like that fish out of water. You will die. Your world doesn't exist without Him. He is the world. He is the sansar. Means everything is He. We live, we move, we have our being in Him. When you have such awareness, such strong relationship with Him, this strong bond, emotional bond when you forge with Him, that time remembrance becomes hands down. You don't have to make any arduous efforts to achieve this aim, but you remain in that natural remembrance. Just as mother doesn't have to remember her child. Mother doesn't sit in yoga to remember her child, because she has such a strong relationship. Just as those lovers don't sit in yoga to remember each other, but they are already lost in their each other's love. Do we have such spiritual romance with one Father? if not, probably we are not yogi, but viyogi. To become yogi means this should be a natural stage where you fill your being only with Him. When you know that, when you realize that nothing is greater than divine love, all other love in front of divine love are worthless, petty, cheap, insignificant, of no use, worthless, as shell. All the worldly love, all this jagatic love, all this temporal, mundane, temporal love, they are ephemeral, temporary, transient, vanishing, evanescent. We don't want such love. We want love which is permanent, which is eternal, which is imperishable, and that love is only from one Father. When you realize this in your depth of your hearts, that time you cannot attach your heart to that which is impermanent, that which is asar, which is essenceless, which is worthless. You realize the futility of everything. You realize the futility of everything, whatever that is existing in the world. Vivekananda has said somewhere, vanity of vanity, all is vanity. There is no sar, nothing in this world. Everything is just a show off. Vanity of vanity. Everything is vanity. Nothing in this world which is real. But everything is just a show off. Everything is just a pomp. Everything is just mere exhibition. Everything is just a dream. We cannot get mired in this world. We cannot get entangled in such a insignificant world. When this realization comes very, very deeply, some souls may be born with this realization because of the experiences of previous births, but some souls may have to experience all the trials and tribulations of this world. You will have to go through the hell of those vices before you become Kamjit. Before you conquer lust, many souls might have to enter into lust and realize the hellish nature, the heinous nature of lust, and then they come out. Not everyone would be born without anger, but then they will have to enter into that demonic nature of anger and then realize what effect it had, and then they will come out. They will have to undergo that greed and then find out what has come out of this greed. What is the ramification? What is the aftermath of the greed? Nothing but sorrow. Nothing but suffering. When such suffering, such misery, such sorrow they encounter, then they develop real vairag for greed. Till that time, they will continue to be greedy. They will continue holding money. They will continue garnishing all the paraphernalia of this world. Unless and until they realize what is the devilish nature of attachment, they will not give up attachment. They will start attaching their mind to one person, and once they get deceived, they will attach the mind to another. Such a fickle nature of the mind, such a chanchal, nimble nature of the mind. It just doesn't stay at one place. It goes from one person to another, one person to another, one person to another. You get deceived by one woman, you start attaching your mind to another woman. You get deceived by hoodwink by one man, you start attaching your mind to another man. Forgetting that, vairag doesn't mean vairag for one person. Vairag means vairag not for one woman, for all the women of the world. Vairag doesn't mean vairag for one man, but all the men of the world. That is real vairag. You develop vairag not for one woman or one man, but for everyone. That is the real vairag. Otherwise, you get detached from one and get attached to another. It's said in the life of Francis Lord Byron. He was one of the greatest romantic poets of 17th century. Percy Bysshe Shelley, Lord Byron, and John Keats, three. Out of that, Lord Byron, he was so much in affairs with so many women that he would have friendship with one woman, and within 2-3 days he would get fed up, and then he wanted somebody else, and then he would have friendship with another. It is shown that once he married, he wanted to marry one woman, he married, and he is climbing down the stairs of church with her, with his hand in her hand, and while they are coming down, suddenly he sees another woman and he feels like to give up this lady and to marry that another lady now. it is shown, this is a study. By the time he is with, he has just married, but now he wants to give up immediately because she has become worthless. The moment you got, it is worthless. You want another. So, such sort of, he was one of the greatest poet. But look at his internal personal life. He is not stable at all. All the three poets, they died young, all three of them. One at the age of 23, one at the age of 28, one at the age of 32. And they moved the English literature. The whole English literature consists of these three. But look at the internal life of the poet. He is disturbed internally. He is not stable internally. The mind is like that. It develops vairag for one, but get attached to another. I sleep not, the thorn in my coach. It's written in your book. Each day a trumpet soundeth in mine ear, its echo in my heart. That's Lord Byron. Unless and until you pass through the hellish nature of I, I-ness, I-hood, I-ship. You know I-ness? I-ness, I-hood, I-ship. I, ego. Then you develop vairag for this ever-growing, ever-mushrooming I. So, some souls will have to pass through the hell of five vices and then they develop vairag. And then they realize that Father, God, alone is everything. So that is the journey some souls will have to take. So Baba is saying in today's Vardhan, if you have all relationship with one Father, you become easy yogi. You experience easy yoga. If you have all relationship with one Father, you experience all attainments, you experience zeal, you experience enthusiasm, and you experience all success. You become Siddhi Swarup. So this is today's Vardhan. Om Shanti.